Good evening and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, along with Matt Tritt, and I'm John Coffey. And we've got a good show on hand tonight as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. On tonight's show, we'll be talking with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, and senior running back Josh Caldwell. We'll also talk with Northwest head soccer coach Mark Gordon, along with cross-country coach Ned Gibson, and Bearcat head mids basketball coach Ben McCullum. So a full show on and for this evening's broadcast from Carson Sports Grill. And Matt Trenton, another good week of sports at Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, a big weekend coming in here. Obviously, football, chance to win and share of the conference title if they can knock off Fort Hays State. And that'll be a fun one, a revenge game from last year. If you remember, Hayes able to come in and knock off the Bearcats at home. Volleyball has a chance they can come out and get a couple wins, including over number 3 Nebraska Kearney on Saturday. They have a chance. Also, Central Oklahoma knocks off Washburn, could share the MIAA volleyball conference championship as well. So a lot going on there. The cross country championships coming up this weekend in Emporia. And then of course the men's basketball schedule kicking off with the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame Classic down in St. Joseph at the Civic Arena Saturday and Sunday. The Bearcats matching up with the national runner-up from last year on Saturday, the national champ on Sunday. So a busy weekend and a lot at stake really for all these teams.
And it appears for MIAA football coaches that it's bad luck to play Northwest. Earlier this year, after Missouri Southern played Northwest and lost to the Bearcats, the Missouri Southern head coach got fired. And then this week down in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, Ron Robinson with Northeastern State was relieved of his duties after a loss to the Bearcats on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's tough, and it's it was kind of a rough go of it there for Coach Robinson coming in and really didn't get any traction going. Only had, I think his career record was 6-47 by the time it was all said and done. And, you know, obviously going against Northwest Missouri State, who's now 8-1, ranked 10th in the country, you know it's a very good football team. So him to get that news right there, then the actual news to come down that he's not going to be coming back for the rest of the season midweek, that's really tough for that football team. So some changes coming and trying to make some adjustments on the fly there for the Riverhawks before this weekend's football game. It's going to be tough. But at this point, it kind of is what it is for that team.
That is true. And again, big matchup on Saturday with Northwest and Fort Hays State. Possible conference championship on the line in that matchup. And you've got that on top of, I think the Bearcats would like to get a little revenge over what happened last year at Bearcat State.
Yeah, and that one just kind of a freak football game to where Northwest nearly had a chance to win it at the end, but just got pushed out of field goal range. You know, the last couple plays and couldn't quite complete that comeback. So a great effort there, not able to finish it off, and then eventually getting knocked out in the playoffs a little early. So I think the Bearcats hoping to really get rid of those demons, starting with this football game. They knocked off Pitt earlier in the year, come out against Fort Hays State on Saturday, and hope to get that conference title out of the way and kind of feel good about themselves. Then one more week before the playoffs start. So setting themselves up well. They're playing really good football. They won 5 games in a row. They're still like top 5 in the country in points allowed per game. So playing really good football and kind of getting it from all aspects, where the offense played well last week, defense continues to play well, and special teams really showed up.
And we'll hear more from Rich Wright, the head coach of the Bearcats, about the upcoming matchup a little bit later on during our show here this evening. Reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body, screen printing and embroidery located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to cross-country as the head coach of the cross-country team, Nick Gibson, is with us. We'll talk with Nick right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Tritt now being joined by Northwest Missouri State cross-country coach Nick Gibson. Nick, appreciate coming in. Big weekend heading in with the MIAA championships coming up.
Yeah, it's a big weekend. I mean, I haven't had too many meets this year, but obviously this is the big one that we've been gearing up for all season.
Just a couple weeks ago, we were talking off the air about having the chance to go to the Emporia State Homecoming Invitational, running that. Everybody gets a feel for the course. Now you go back to it a couple weeks later. What do you take away from that? Of not only seeing the team compete, but also just them getting a feel for the course throughout.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for us preparing for the meet. Obviously, the conditions on the course weren't very good the last time we were there, but we're hoping that they'll be a little bit better. They're maybe taking care of some spots that were a little tricky, but obviously we ran really well there to begin with. We won the meet, perfect scored on the women's side, and our men's pulled out the victory against Emporia before it. So we had, got some good confidence going into it, and, we know there's some certain areas in the course that we can do better and we can improve upon and, help improve our finish, from the preseason rankings, at the meet.
Yourself and Coach Masters, your first season diving in here with Northwest Missouri State. Do you put any goals on it or ultimately finishes you want to see for each player? Is it just kind of, let's kind of see where we go, see where we're at the end of the year, then regroup for year two?
We're just looking to, build upon this. We got a lot of young guys. We don't graduate anyone on the men's side, so we're still pretty young. And we'd lose a couple key people on the women's side, but obviously we got two really good freshmen up top that are really good too. So, we're looking to, improve upon and, to continue to grow for the future.
Going into it, you kind of look at the whole resume for the entire year, and the two that stick out as kind of the leaders with Kareem on the men's side and Caroline on the women's side, has to feel pretty good to be able to sit back and say, we're not going to lose them after year one. They're coming back around, and obviously they can come out and do some damage this week.
Yeah, that's obviously really nice, is having two people like that are running really well and that, help us, have a lower stick at the meet, because obviously, lowest score wins. So that's what we're shooting for and hoping to do. And I think we're going to, surprise some people and, we're going to finish higher than we were ranked going into the season.
Well, in mentioning that, the men picked ninth, the women picked eighth. Is there a chip on the shoulder? Is that used at all as motivation of, hey, there's no expectations from everybody else, so let's go ahead and blow them up?
Oh, absolutely. That's some of the thing we've been going over, the past couple weeks and the past month, is that, we know we're in better shape than we were preseason ranked. And, that's sort of what we've been going into, is that we're going to finish higher than we were ranked. And that's, that's our goal. And we have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder that, we're going to go in and we've got something to prove.
Going through this season, you have the Arkansas Chili Pepper Invitational back on September 22nd, and then since then you have Emporia State Homecoming Invitational. And one meet within 6-7 weeks, is that difficult? Do practices change at all through that course of time?
It's probably harder than if we would have had meets. Yeah. We put in a lot of hard work during that 4-week span where we didn't race, and the kids responded really well to it. They're having some workouts, and we had a little time trial in that time frame where they were able to, run some PRs for, a lot of them. So far this season, I think over half the team has PR'd in, events and different races and stuff, from before, which is, great to see. And they're really motivated and, excited about the future, and especially for conferences, because things have been going really well for them.
Well, you look at early on with the Woody Greeno Invitational, the Arkansas Chili Pepper Festival, and throwing a lot of young runners in with a lot of Division I runners and a lot of great competition from around the country. Do you kind of like throwing them in the fire early and just kind of see how they respond?
Yeah, we prepare them, every day that it doesn't matter if you're Division I, II, or III. At the end of the day, whoever runs the fastest, that's who wins. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, Kareem is one of the best guys in the country, Division I, II, or III. Like, he's one of the elite guys. So having someone on your team obviously helps, you know, just helps with that, you know, morale, knowing that, you know, you're out there training with one of the best guys in the country day after day.
Now, we aren't too far away from the indoor track and field starting up and kind of transitioning into that as well. From the coaching aspects, how do you make that transition? Do the hours grow a little bit longer of kind of working with a little bit of everybody there?
Yeah, to get a little bit longer. Obviously, we have you know, a lot of different groups and stuff that we're working with. And, you know, myself and Coach Masters being the only full-time coaches obviously puts a lot more stress on us. But we got some great help. And obviously, you know, we're going to be putting in a lot of hours. But, I mean, we love it. So it's, you know, not a big deal for us.
And what are the main takeaways you have from early on in the season and heading into the MIAA championships?
I mean, I think for them, it's just reminding them how far we've come. At the beginning of the season, I mean, I'll be honest, we didn't run well at all. So, I mean, they put in a lot of work, and they've progressed tremendously from that first meet to now.
All right, well, Northwest Missouri State Cross Country coming up with the MIAA championships at Emporia State coming up this weekend, actually, after a 27-day break between a couple races back there in September and October. So it'd be nice, you know, get through the MIAA championships, send someone on to or maybe a couple on to regionals, and that'll be kind of nice going from that huge span to a couple races within a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we got, you know, regionals in 2 weeks, and you know, from there we're trying to finish as high as we can, and, you know, maybe send a few people to nationals. I think, you know, Kareem should be one of those guys that should be at the national meet, and obviously, since it's a festival year, I mean, that's December 1st, I mean, right the week before our, you know, track season starts. So I mean, that's a long cross country season for him.
How big is it to perform well at the MIAA meets, get someone into the region as far as recruiting goes, of kind of saying, you know, you look at a guy like Kareem and what he's building on, we can shape you into the same thing if you come to Northwest?
I mean, that's huge. I mean, me and Coach Cunningham have been doing a great job with, you know, recruiting and building our teams for next year, and I mean, things have been going really well on the recruiting side, so I mean, we're really excited to see the future of the team and, you know, the school as a whole.
Was that a hurdle and kind of a little anxiety of coming in when you did, of like, all right, we're going to have to kind of hit the ground running immediately?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the past couple schools I've been at, I've sort of had to do the same thing. And, you know, sort of it's just you never get out of the mode. Essentially, you know, you're just changing, you know, and trying to adjust and learn the school and learn everything about it so you can, you know, properly, you know, teach to, you know, recruit those athletes and, you know, give them all the information, you know, all the great stuff that, you know, Northwest has to offer and, you know, that they can do here.
Awesome. Well, Nick, we appreciate your time. Good luck this week at the MIAA Championships.
Thank you.
That's Nick Gibson, Northwest Missouri State Cross Country Coach. They are competing in the MIAA Championships in Emporia State coming up this weekend. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have more here from the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show at Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, and Mark Gordon. And Mark, your season came to close last weekend, and just kind of overall, just talk a little bit about the way the season went for you.
Boy, what a tough one. I think the last two matches kind of wrapped it up for us. Down at Mo West, played a pretty good game, and gave up a goal on a would-be cross that went in. And at Lindenwood, we played double overtime and managed to give up a goal with 10 seconds left in the overtime to at least pull out the draw, but managed to give that one away with 10 seconds left. So kind of the end of the season and the challenges we saw. So it was a tough week for sure.
And really, when you look at the record at the end of the season, not quite indicative, I think, of the way the team played this season. You've played so many games close right down to the wire, and some one goal type of games and things that were, it could have been a lot different this year.
It could have. You know, I feel like, you know, we had five one goal games that we gave up. There was probably two or three others that we were at that point in a match and we pushed up. You know, I have the mindset or philosophy of, you know, what does it matter if we lose 2-0 or 1-0? So we tried to equalize and managed to give up some additional goals that maybe we wouldn't have if we just sat in, but what's the point? And so, you know, I feel the youth of the team the minutes that they were able to acquire and the experience for me as the coach at this level. I mean, I knew coming in it was going to be a challenge. I learned some things that about the league and, you know, managing the weekends when we travel. And I think I'm on the right track. I have a good model, and it's just incorporating a few more things. My staff was very good, and Quade Curtin and Nyla Peterkin. They were a great asset and really made my life a lot easier. So a lot of learning curve things, good minutes for everybody, but our underclassmen specifically, I think the sophomores that maybe didn't see so many minutes in their freshman year grew a little bit, and then clearly our freshman class, we had some pretty significant minutes within the freshman and sophomore classes.
What are some of the positive things you think that the team could take out of this year?
Well, I believe that, you know, they can play a good brand of soccer. We can play a possession style. We can play it on the floor. We don't have to play so direct. We are at a better place, I think, going into the final third of the field. Our focus is going to be finishing and creating opportunities for us in and around the box. And then, you know, with just some growth on the back line, you know, I keep going back to the minutes of such a young back line and a goalkeepers, and having them just have the off season to continue to work on some things, find some patterns and tendencies that made it easy to break us down at moments, and to correct those things and to become more collectively compact defensive team, and then obviously attacking the same thing, being able to get forward as a group.
Earlier this week, the All-MIAA teams were announced, and a couple of your players named to the All-MIAA team, so that's good news for you.
It was. You know, it's hard to go into it. You know, I think every coach does it. You have that heart sentiment of your players, and you know the work that they're doing day in and day out, and isn't coming out in the performance because we don't have the results that say that we're performing, but we know the work that's going in, so... Izzy Romano was an honorable mention, and then Emily Madden was third team, two very deserving players. Feel like, you know, there are other players that are that caliber and above, but you got to have results to get those kind of honors. So to have those two was nice to see, and just kind of give some payoff for the work that they've done on behalf of the team.
Just talk now about the offseason plan that you have for the team and some of the things you want to see the group right now do in the offseason to get ready for next year.
Yeah, so we're planning some meetings with our strength and conditioning staff, the training staff, looking at some strength training opportunities. You know, the Hughes Fieldhouse is a game changer for us as well. Rather than going into a gymnasium and playing futsal, which is fine, having the space on the turf to do more functional training is going to be big for us. But back to the strength and conditioning piece and partnering with them, you know, we're going to go through and have individual meetings, and we've identified some things within the players. I think even just in the general sense of lifting, there are specific needs that each player needs, and we want to hit on those things. And we're going to come up with a basic general team plan in terms of that, and then be more sports specific with some of our quickness issues in different spots, or maybe the sprinting. You know, we'll talk about the off-season diet and the doing the right things. Talk to them about being a collegiate athlete 12 months out of the year, and the things that we need to treat our bodies right in preparation for the fall.
It really is almost a full-time job for these student athletes, isn't it?
Well, you know, we designate our hours, and I think it's a very good balance. And the time that we have them, I want it to be the most productive that it can be. I'm going to encourage our players, you know, in our downtime. I mean, we have such a rich and amazing athletic department and strength of winning in programs. And I want them to key in and go watch our football team and the basketball team, and volleyball's been amazing, and what cross country's doing now. Go out and support them, watch and see the work. You know, they all are suffering together in the training. It's in different sports, but they can see the work that's necessary to be successful. So the culture, I want them to breathe that in a little more and apply it to us even further.
And as far as recruiting, what are some of the things you want to do recruiting-wise? Now you really have your first full year to come in and do recruiting here.
You know, after the season, you know, start to look at some of the things, some areas of growth. I'm going to talk to a few players about some positional things that I maybe they haven't considered that I think will strengthen us. But I also am very excited about the group of women that have made some commitments to us, and we'll see if we can get them locked down here in the next few weeks. And then, you know, we'll continue on and see what, you know, our off season brings and other decisions. You know, it's been a transition for the players as well, and we just need to find out, you know, who's all in with us or not. So,
all right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us on the show here tonight.
Thank you.
Again, that's Mark Gordon, the soccer coach at Northwest Missouri State. We'll come back and have more for you from Carson Sports Girl right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Head Coach of Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, season right around the corner, getting underway on Saturday night.
It's exciting stuff. So we'll see what we'll see how we perform.
How's everything gone with the off-season training and going through the preseason workouts? Are you pleased with the way things have gone up to this point?
We have a group that'll work hard. We definitely do. They're really fun. You know, they're fun for me to be around. You know, in saying that, they require a lot of attention, a lot of teaching. They did come back pretty hungry. They came back on their own in August, and then had a really good preseason. You know, we always have a pretty good preseason, and then, you know, we've had some scrimmages that have gone poorly, and some that have gone well, and I think that's what you'll see early on is that consistency is going to be difficult to maintain just with youth. But we've had pretty good practices since our first scrimmage. I think we've come from, if we started at a 1, you know, we're all the way up to a 6. I mean, we've came a long ways in 3 scrimmages and 2 weeks of practice. I mean, we're about 2 weeks into practice. So, you know, you're dealing with kids that haven't practiced here and don't understand the system, but they're bought in and they're doing what they need to do.
And what are the main things you wanted to get across with the young players at this point in the year?
Consistency. It's just showing up every day. I think if you can consistently show up to practice and have consistent energy and do the things that we ask of you daily, even when you're tired, even when something doesn't go your way throughout the day, you've got a lot of homework, whatever it may be, that shows that we can count on you when it comes game time. And that consistency is what allowed us to have so much success over so many years. Is we've had kids that are 4- and 5-year kids that they're always ready, they're mature, they understand the value of practice, they understand the value of doing the monotonous things during practice, and you know, hopefully this group over the years we'll learn the same.
We've got one starter coming back, but also a lot of guys that have played some meaningful minutes with you the past couple of years.
Yeah, we do. We've got, well, and 2 that have essentially were starters with the 2 Ryans, Ryan Hawkins and Ryan Welty, and then obviously Joey Wittes. Those 3 saw considerable minutes last season. And then we've got 3 freshman guards that I think will be pretty good, Kirk Finley as well. Tyler Doherty and Dre Starzl will see some minutes. Derek Lang. I mean, we've only got 11 guys, so you might see 10 guys roll out there. We might have more depth than we've had, but in all actuality, we don't have a lot of depth. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see who plays well and in a game setting, and especially these difficult games.
And with the first few games of the year, are you looking at these guys as trying to figure out the type of rotation you're going to have, whether you get into a 7- or 8-man rotation, or exactly what are you looking for in these first few games to kind of get the minutes sorted out with these players?
We've got them somewhat sorted out with the scrimmages. So the first one we probably played 10 guys, and then the second one all of them we played all 10 guys, but we figured out who's going to sub for who plays well together, what lineups perform well together, do we want to play a shooting lineup, do we want to play guys with an inside presence. You know, it just kind of depends on what we're going against, what we need at the time, and you know, we can go in a variety of different directions with it.
One thing about it, you're not going to have anybody overlook you. Obviously, with the success you've had the last several years, preseason rankings this year have you in the top 5 or so, depending on which poll you're looking at. And, again, a lot of people have a lot of respect for the Bearcat program nationwide.
I think that's the consistent success that we've had. That's not necessarily what we have coming back. And, preseason polls for me, I generally don't really care a whole lot outside of just twisting it and making it motivation one way or the other. So I don't know. I'm going to guess that Northern State probably doesn't care. They finished 2nd in the nation, and then Ferris State probably could care less as to who they play. I mean, you know, those guys have experienced that kind of success. So, you know, a team that's ranked I don't think really excites them.
And you talk about those 2 teams, the first 2 opponents coming up this weekend as part of the Small Basketball Classic Hall of Fame weekend. And that's really looks like this is a great event to be a part of. Some very good teams coming in, some of the top teams in Division II basketball will be in St. Joe for this. And just kind of talk about opening up the season playing in this event and what this means to the program.
I think it's fun for all of Division II to highlight the quality, especially in the Midwest, just because I feel like Midwest Division II basketball is the best in the country. And so you're able to highlight that with this kind of tournament in St. Joe. Obviously, they had it near Northwest Missouri State, in my opinion, just because of how we draw and the type of atmosphere we can create with our fans. I'm excited to play two teams that are very well coached, two teams that will expose us in a variety of ways, and hopefully we can improve from it.
And just to talk about this first matchup with Northern State, what are you looking for out of this game? Again, they've got a few players that were very instrumental in their success last season, but overall, what are you expecting out of this first matchup with Northern State?
We're looking for a win. That's what we're
that's
looking for.
That's always good.
That's our goal. with them, they're a very disciplined team. They score a lot off their movement and their motion. They score a lot off your mistakes defensively in particular. And then they've got a couple kids that can get paint and, you know, force you into rotations defensively. Then defensively, they keep it fairly basic, you know, just man-to-man, keep you in front, those types of things. But they'll compete. They're tough. They get after old boards. They do everything well. And it's a tough game for especially freshmen, for anybody to play first game, but especially freshmen where they expose so much in regards to undisciplined.
And then Ferris State on Sunday.
Yeah, they're the polar opposite. They're just run up and down the floor and shoot. And, you know, they'll get after you a little bit defensively. So we'll play two totally opposite teams, and it'll be fun. I'm curious to see how our kids perform under the lights, you know, with the crowd.
And playing two teams as different as these two squads are, does that help you too early in the season where you see a couple different styles of basketball early on?
You know, playing this early, I don't know. I don't know. I've never played this early. So I guess I can't answer that until I do it. I would think that it would help if you use it the right way, because you can, you know, every scrimmage that we've played, whether we played well or played poorly, has helped us, and we can go back and evaluate film, the preparation that it requires for a scrimmage, preparation for these two games, all of that can definitely help you prepare for conference and prepare for what you're going to face there.
Talk about playing early, essentially a weekend earlier than when you normally start a season. A lot of times by the time the season rolls around, you hear the coaches talk about, well, it's time to play somebody else, getting tired of going up against each other in practice. This time around, do you feel like it's coming at a good time to just get out and play some actual basketball?
Well, we've played three scrimmages in 2 weeks, so you know, I think that our guys are probably excited. I would rather have another week of practice, but we're as ready as we'll ever be, and now it's just let's go see what we can do. Let's compete and have some fun with it, and again, this group's going to be – there'll be games that they're very, very entertaining, just with their youth, their energy, their enthusiasm. I feel like they're hungry, you know, all those different things, and so they'll be very entertaining. And then some games I'll probably lose a – there's a few more hairs. I don't have many more to lose. So we'll get after it, though. Our kids will compete.
Well, at least you still have colored hair there. Mine kind of turned gray pretty early on me. So
yeah, knock on wood. It's turning, John. It's slowly, slowly turning. So, you know, you coach a lot of young kids, and it turns. No, but they're fun to coach, though. I mean, I say that, you know, sophomores, the best thing about freshmen is they'll be sophomores, but part of having freshmen come in, that's the beauty of college athletics and the beauty of the way we do things is we're able to establish those relationships and really, really make an impact on kids' lives. And so, you know, when they're freshmen, it's fun because you can kind of look back and say, man, look what you did when you were a freshman. And it's always fun to kind of reminisce.
And it's fun to bring them into the culture that you established at Northwest and see them develop through that culture that you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. And with this group, they have to be the culture just because we don't have as many returners, so they're forced into that, and they've handled it very well. I mean, they've been excellent, and you know, as much as you can ask for freshmen.
The one thing I noticed from the Bearcat basketball bash is I really hope they're better basketball players than they are dancers. That was kind of brutal this year with that group.
Yeah, you know, John, I'm disappointed in the loss, first off, because I felt like ours was better. It was less scripted, but, you know, just the the level of dancing ability from some of our guys, just the freestyle out there was phenomenal. Some of the others, though, they attacked it.
Yeah.
They were terrible. it would be a lot like me dancing. You know, you got to attack it.
Embraced it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and you don't get so embarrassed. It's probably like Matt over there, like when he dances, you know, he kind of just... Yeah, I don't know what kind of rhythm he has, but
he'll tell you it's good. But I think others might disagree with you.
Yeah, no, he definitely would. But no, it's our kids. That's a fun night, and obviously McKenzie and her staff do a phenomenal job of putting that on, and our kids love it. I think it does kick off the season well. It's gotten better and better over time. We couldn't have a dunk contest this year because we have 11 guys for practice, so they get a little tired. And our main dunkers are 6 foot. Our 6'7 and 6'8 guys are our shooters. Our 6 foot guys are our athletes. The other guys, I don't even know if they can touch the rim, but they can shoot it, so that's important.
Yeah, as long as it goes through the hoop, that's the main thing, right?
Yeah, no, that's the objective, I think.
All right, well, thanks a lot for being with us here tonight, Ben. We'll talk to you this weekend.
Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you.
All right, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McComb. His team opens up the season Saturday night as they will face Northern State in a 7:45 tip-off. We'll have that broadcast right here on KXCV KRNW. We'll turn our attention to football when we come back from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm Matt Tritton, now being joined with Northwest Missouri State senior running back Josh Caldwell. Josh, appreciate you coming in. We were kind of talking before, but season's flown by, hasn't it? I mean, it seems like it was just yesterday that August practice was starting up, and all of a sudden, senior day.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. It's been going by pretty fast. You know, we're just taking it week by week. We got a big week matchup this week, so we're excited to play on Saturday.
Let's jump back to last week real quick and a game at Northeastern State. And a team that's had a tough year to this point. They've struggled a little bit, but going on the road, going into Oklahoma and performing at such a high level, whole team, starting fast, finishing strong. How big is that to go in and know your opponents a little bit down and really taking them out of it from the get-go?
It was big for us. You know, as a team, we wanted to make sure we focused on us that week. We wanted to make sure we were winning there and start fast, finish strong. Just play the best game we played this year, so far this season. I feel like we did that. You know, we made some mistakes, but I feel like we, you know, fixed those in practice this week. We knew we were going to have last two big games. So we had a good week of practice this week.
You know, we're to the point, too, to where 2 weeks out, then all of a sudden the playoffs start and they're flying. This time of year, it probably feels pretty good to get that running game going and have it be so strong, especially with the playoffs right around the corner and probably some inclement weather as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we knew all year that we probably could run the ball pretty well. And like Coach Wright always says, when the weather gets involved, and the teams that win is the teams that can stop the run and the teams that can run the ball. I feel like our coaches have a lot of faith in our running game. And, you know, with Braden, the way he's running the ball right now and scoring a lot, it makes it kind of hard to stop.
What were those holes like that you had on Saturday? It looked like you weren't getting touched till second, third level each time.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. You know, the front five, they've been blocking well all year, you know, and our receivers and tight ends made, you know, huge blocks down the field. And it was just an effort of all 11 guys on the field, you know, doing their jobs.
You surprised seeing Zach Klott with such good hands?
Oh, yeah. honestly, I didn't think we were going to run a play. I seen them practicing it all week through practice. I didn't think we were going to do it in the games. But, you know, Coach Rice said, we're going to play guns up no matter who we're playing against. And when we seen them call it, you know, office coordinator just said, be ready to go back out there, guys. And, you know, we executed it enough to get a first down.
For you personally, coming out with 96 yards and really feels like you're picking up steam and playing your best football as we get later and later into the year, how do you feel physically so far this season?
You know, I feel the best physically I felt all, you know, my entire career, you know, playing college football. You know, I don't have a lot of big hits on me and whatnot, and the way that we're rotating with, you know, the three or four backs that we're rotating in right now, you know, it makes it easier for all of us to stay healthy and stay on track and make sure we get the job done.
You know, and obviously we saw your first 3 years. You're a guy that can step up and be a feature back, but watching you last week, and I'm expecting coming in Saturday as well, every guy that carries the football looks as fresh as can be. And for week 10, it's kind of crazy to see how smooth everybody is and just how good the legs look so far.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're a tight-knit group. We know that. We got a lot of backs, you know, from top to bottom that can get the job done. You know, our coaches have faith in all of our running backs here. And like I said, you know, we believe in strength by numbers. And we know any time any one of those guys can touch the ball, they have, you know, the chance to take it the distance. And, you know, that's what the coaches put us back there for. So, you know, with the way our offensive line is blocking, you know, tight ends, receivers downfield, you know, our running game, you know, has improved a lot this week.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State football with senior running back Josh Caldwell, and a chance to win the MIAA this week with Fort Hays State coming to town. What's it mean to have the chance to do that at Bearcat Stadium?
You know, like I said, I'd never run anything in my life. You know, this is my first year here, so it means a lot to me. You know, like I was talking to Joe Q about it this morning in workouts. You know, I've never had a really chance to, you know, win a championship before, and I asked him, what is it like? And, you know, he said it's the next step, you know, to your ultimate goal. And like I said, I feel like our emotion is going to be high, but, you know, everybody's focused in and knows what we have to do. And, you know, a lot of those guys are, you know, they dropped a loss last year, you know, for the MIAA championship. And we just want to go in and play mistake-free football, execute, you know, mission, and hopefully come out with a win.
You know, as your first year here at Northwest Missouri State and wrapping up your playing career here, you know, 3 seasons down the road in St. Joseph to where a couple 4-7 seasons, 6-5 season. What was that like, that first football game of the year, Thursday night, under the lights? Not just playing against Missouri Western, but seeing a packed Bearcat Stadium and knowing they're on your side.
Like I said, you know, Coach Ryan looked at me, you know, the day before the game, and he said, you haven't experienced anything until you, you know, played in Bearcat Stadium. And like I said, when I went out there, you know, ran out the tunnel and seen all those fans and green and the stands, and, you know, I feel like they're a big part of our success here at Northwest. You know, without them, without their support, I'm not sure if we win, you know, 8, 9, 10 games this year like we have so far. So, you know, they travel with us, and it's great playing in Bearcat Stadium.
Whenever you were first making your transition and you knew you were going to wrap your career up somewhere else, was Northwest Missouri State the first place in your mind, or was it tough kind of getting over that hurdle of going to the rival?
I'm not going to say it was the first place in my mind, because, you know, I never talked to any coaches there, but, you know, I got a call from Coach Osborne, you know, offensive coordinator, and, you know, he told me he was going to talk to Coach Wright about me. And then, you know, when I met Coach Wright, you know, he was really real to me and, you know, told me the goals he had. And, you know, I told him the goals I had, and I told him I wanted to win a championship. And like I said, we have a chance to win it on Saturday. So it looks like everything he told me is true so far.
Do you go into this year, and, I mean, has it been pretty easy to keep it as business as usual? It's coming out, you're playing football, and obviously things going well, winning 8 of 9 games so far.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, you know, the biggest thing is all of us are out there having fun every single day. We've been blessed with good weather so far. We got a chance to practice in the indoor, which is great. Like I said, we're all just enjoying it every single day. We know that we're only promised, what, now three or four more practices left for our seniors, and we have to earn more. And I think is that sense of urgency is, you know, came every single day. So, like I said, we're enjoying it and we're ready to play.
What are keys to the game going in against a team like Fort Hays State?
I feel like offensively, our key is going to be able to, we're going to have to be able to run the ball. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to be able to convert on shots when we take the shots, and we're going to have to be able to play hard and control the line of scrimmage. Defensively, I feel like, you know, they put a big emphasis on stopping the pass and stopping the run. You know, like I said, we all have, you know, most faith in our defense, and that we're going to we have to make big plays, you know, when our time comes. I feel like, you know, the biggest thing for us, we have to win 50 one-on-one matchups. You know, 50-50 balls, and if we go in and play well on special teams like we've been playing the last couple of weeks, I feel like we'll have a good chance of winning.
They started putting the regional rankings out last week, and they carry on, but they really don't matter, obviously, until the regular season wraps up. Do you look at them? Do you pay any mind to them at all at this point in the season?
Honestly, we really don't look at the rankings at all. We just know that we control what we can control. Right now, we're in the driver's seat, and we control what we control. We don't have to rely on anybody else, you know, beating other people for us to make it to the playoffs. We just know every week is the next step to get to the ultimate goal. And I feel like, you know, our coaches have preached that a lot this season, and we're all pretty focused on not skipping any weeks, because I feel like that's what we kind of did when we went down to Oklahoma, and, you know, took a tough loss. And after that, you know, we've been zoned in and focused and just trying to get better every week.
We've seen Flock catch a pass. We've seen Harper throw some passes. Do you have any tricks up your sleeve that you're trying to audition late in the year?
I'm not sure. You know, like I said, that's all the coaching staff right there. Like I told Coach Wright, I've never played on a team that runs so many trick plays. And
it's fun, isn't it?
It is. It's guns up. You know, they preach it every single day in practice. We're going to play guns up. We're not going to leave anything in the holster. And as you can see, we'll run trick plays every single game. And I really don't, you know, we execute them, so as long as they keep working, I don't see why to stop it.
That's right. Awesome. Northwest Missouri State taking on Fort Hays State this weekend. It is senior day here at Northwest Missouri State. And, Josh, before we wrap it up, what do you expect the emotional to be like at Bearcat Stadium for you, your first year, but it seems like everybody's kind of taking in this family just as one of their own?
I feel like, you know, it's going to be very emotional for us seniors. You know, I think they've only lost once in Bearcat Stadium. So we want to make sure we keep that record like that and, you know, get one more win. It's just going to be big for us. We really want to play in the postseason, and we can clinch an MIAA title if we get this win on Saturday. So I feel like, you know, we're all prepared. We have well practiced this week, and we're ready to go.
Josh, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
That's Josh Caldwell, Northwest Missouri State senior running back, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Bearcats take on Fort Hays State this weekend at 1:30 at Mill Churchman Field. We'll take a break. Be back with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, coming off another good win this past weekend.
Yeah, we went down to Tahlequah and played very well, so excited to get back home. The last 4 weeks, we've only been home one game, so we're excited to get back in front of the home crowd and What a great environment to go play in this Saturday.
It's a game like that. You play so well this late in the season. Does that transition into a pretty good week of practice right away?
You know, I don't know if it was the game or if it was the anticipation of the next game. You know, it's just at this point of the season, each one gets more significant, means a little bit more. There's obviously a lot on the line, and so it's much easier as a football coach to stand back and let the kids stay, you know, pay attention to the details, because trust me, they were on one another all week.
As far as the Northeastern State win, what were the most important things that came out of that game for you?
You know, just starting out again, I felt like, you know, one thing we've been trending toward is starting fast, and I think that's going to be important moving forward. You know, I think our offensive cohesion is improving dramatically. Felt like our special teams have really started to play well in the last month and done some great stuff. And, you know, defensively, we're continuing to grow and evolve. You know, we've played great against the run. We've, you know, developed a good pass rush. And those are things that are going to help you. You know, we've learned how to play off of one another, and I think that's important.
Three guys in the backfield with more than 400 yards rushing already this season, and likely to be over 500 by the time this next week wraps up. But so much diversity, so many guys that can hit it from all different angles, probably makes your life a little bit easier too.
It definitely does, and each one of those kids brings a little something different to the table. What's been fun to watch them do is that, you know, sometimes at that position you can have guys that are prima donnas, and they genuinely care about one another and want to see each other succeed. And you know, there's no egos. What they want to do is they want to win. And, you know, the programs that they came from, you know, they got into this thing, and it was a big piece of why they came to Northwest Missouri State, was to have a chance to play for exactly what we're going to play for this Saturday. So they're excited for the opportunity and just any way they can help our football team.
And your coach has talked, too, that the importance of having a good running game this time of the year as you get into the cold weather aspect of things. The forecast for Saturday looks like we might have a little bit of rain coming up. So having that running game, it has to be a big advantage to you going into Saturday.
We feel like it is. You know, anytime you can, you know, because running the football is the physical piece of playing on the offensive side. It's kind of imposing your will. You hear Coach McCollum talk about that a lot with his basketball program, impose your will. Well, when you play on offense, you know, most people don't consider that from a finesse team. And so when you can line up and physically beat people up at the line of scrimmage and control the line of scrimmage and run the football, it's demoralizing to a defense. And so, you know, the more we can do that and continue to grow and get different people involved, it just it makes us dangerous moving forward.
You know, we saw for a few years of Josh Caldwell in the backfield for another team and put up big numbers, but never able to get over the hump winning-wise as a team. Now to see a guy like that working well with his teammates, but also just still want to come out and win and looking for that next step. It's really refreshing, isn't it?
It is, you know, and you know, I think that the winning piece of it, and Coach Churchma first and then Coach Doral, you know, Coach Doral was always a big proponent of this, is that don't look at your statistics, because if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing offensively and defensively, your accolades will come at the end of the season because of what we're doing as a team. And ultimately, you know, we talked a lot about that last year. You know, we were a great defense. We did a lot of amazing things, and people want to throw out statistics. But our kids didn't feel good about that at the end of the season because we didn't get to where we wanted to be. And this just it just feels so much better when you're doing things well as a team rather than as an individual. And when you get to experience it, it craves it for more.
For A State, the opponent coming up Saturday, again, a lot on the line with this, share the conference title with the win. When you look at Fort A State, what are some of the things that really stand out to you right now?
Well, it depends on which side of the ball you want to start on. They're the second-ranked passing offense in the MIAA. They got a senior quarterback that does a great job for them. They've got two receivers, 87 and 9, are great football players. 33 is a very good tight end. He creates a lot of mismatch problems. 20 and 23 are in the backfield. Both catch the ball well out of the backfield. They run hard, physical at the offensive line. So, you know, they're where they are for a reason. You know, they're able to – the thing that they do well is they hit people with explosive plays. They can hit the ball over the top. That's where they caught us last year. It was basically three plays defensively is about all they had all day, but one of them went for a touchdown. And that's kind of been their recipe for success. Over on the defensive side, you know, they're linebackers are fast, they're active, They play with a four-man front. They move them around a lot. And, you know, they just try and disrupt things, you know, for offenses, you know, particularly with the gap penetration stuff. Very good cover corner, and, you know, just try and get after it.
When you look at the Northwest Missouri State defensive line and how it's progressing, and obviously they've got some big weapons, any more stress? Do you see anything different about they've got some big guys down the field? They look at that big place. That pass rush has to be there quick.
Yeah, you know, well, and you guys have heard me talk about this. That all starts with disrupting people at the line of scrimmage, because if we're playing off coverage and that guy can catch the ball and throw, I can bring 11 and it's not going to matter. So they're going to get rid of the ball. So we have to disrupt the quarterback's primary read. We have to get him off that in order to have the pressure work. Now, the pressure's got to be vertical. We can't, you know, we can run some games and do some things, but we've got to get north and south. We talk about getting to the quarterback's feet is the minimum. Hitting him is better yet, and then sacking him is great. But we've got to disrupt the throw somehow, some way in the window.
When you look at Fort Hays State on the offensive side, from the sack standpoint, they've given up. Their quarterback's been sacked 19 times this year, which eighth in the conference. How much of that is from maybe not getting the protection they need, and how much of it is that they throw the ball an awful lot?
I think, number one, they throw the ball a lot. Number two, you know, this is a different team in the sense you're talking about more of a pocket-style, pro-style offense, whereas a lot of the teams that we play against, if you were going to compare it to, you know, a Lindenwood in particular, or the you know, a couple weeks ago against Pitt, where the guy's running around and he's getting out of the pocket and being disruptive that way, this kid's more of a pocket-style passer, so it lends itself a little bit more to that.
Both of their losses, the quarterbacks have been able to get out and run around a little bit and find the end zone. Is that kind of a recipe? We've seen Braden do it well, but is that something you kind of put in his mind as well?
Not really put in his mind. I think that with Braden, the thing you look to do is just let his athleticism take over. When it's there, it's there, and he's just got to go. And rather than trying to design it, you know, there's some stuff in the running game that obviously we can do with him. But, the you know, as far as pocket breaking down, it's just his read and time to go, dependent upon what coverage it is, you know, in conjunction with it.
Fun thing about this time of year, a lot of games, they mean a lot at the end of the year, and also the fact you go into this with the chance to still control your own destiny going into this matchup.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing we focused on with our kids, is that, you know, the first piece is, you know, to, you know, we're going to, with a win Saturday, we will be the first team in the MIAA to secure the MIAA championship. You know, at worst, we're gonna be there for it. It'd be an opportunity, you know, now we got to turn around and win next week, and then it'd be no co. And it's just, we've always tried to segment things like that. You know, we talk about, you know, win the conference championship, then make it no co, then get a bye in the first round, then, you know, host a playoff game, then it's get to Thanksgiving, then it's get on TV, then it's, you know, play for that big one. And I think if you do that at this time of year, you know, there's still so much season in front of you that I think it goes back to what we talked about at the beginning, which is focus on the process, focus on the week, and there's stakes in there. And so it makes it easier as a coach to get people up for it.
And a really special weekend as well with Senior Day.
Yes, absolutely. You know, 19 seniors, and it's they've been a big part of the success at Northwest Missouri State. And, you know, it's just fun to watch those kids take over a pretty young football team around them and guide them in the Bearcat way. And that's been fun for me to watch, is to see how they've evolved as people, you know, as far as having to take some leadership and bring our younger kids and transfer kids into the fold.
And they've had an awful lot of success through the years, too.
Yeah, they have. You know, one of the things that we talked about is, you know, I don't know how many people know it, but we're 22-1 at home, that senior class, and they have a chance to avenge the only team that beat them in their 4 years here. So they're kind of looking forward to that opportunity, at least.
And like you said, keeping it rolling to where last home regular season football game, but still controlling your own destiny to where keep on winning, they're going to be right back at home again.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we haven't even started talking about that. We want to secure the conference. The MIAA is always the first step, and you know, Coach Doral taught me this too. It was, you know, you got so used to, you know, and ourselves just as much as our fans, but people get so used to success around here. What we do week in and week out is not easy to do. And so, you know, winning a conference championship deserves celebration. Winning, you know, I never, you know, there was a time there where we were going to the national championship every year, and then, you know, when Coach T retired and there was a couple years where we didn't, we all kind of learned that. You know, you watch the baseball teams, you know, this time of year in the fall, each round of that thing, they celebrate when they get into the playoffs. They celebrate when they win the divisional. They celebrate when they get to the pennant. You know, it's just and you got to do that as a football team, because ultimately there's only going to be one team that's going to be happy at the end of the season, and there's a lot of teams out there that do some amazing stuff. So, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity.
And winning a conference championship helps enable those other things to happen too.
Absolutely. It's, you know, you don't go to the playoffs without winning the championship, you know. And so it continues in that flow of the process.
Rich, thanks a lot for being with us here tonight, and we'll talk to you before the game on Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya. One block east of 1st and Main in Maryville, Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delpert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delpert and his team handle car and truck repairs, from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's Sports Grill on downtown Maryville on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, on our Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we have a busy weekend coming up. We've got football and basketball both on Saturday, and then basketball again on Sunday evening. And not only that with basketball, but some big games coming up for both teams here.
You know, it's rare when you think about basketball, the chance to play the national champion, the national runner-up in that first weekend. But the Bearcats have that opportunity, the Civic Arena in St. Joseph with the Hall of Fame Classic coming up. So Saturday and Sunday will be a lot of fun. And then, that first broadcast to kick it all off, Fort Hays State for the football team at 1:30, pregame starting at 12:30. That's a big one.
And then right after that, we'll head down to St. Joe. We've got Bearcat basketball, Northwest and Northern State. 7:45. Is the expected tip-off time for that. There's some games in front of it that might be moving things back just a little bit, but they're on schedule. We'll be on the air about 7:25 with our pregame leading up to the 7:45 tip-off there. And then on Sunday, Northwest and Ferris State, that's a 5:30 tip-off. We'll be on there at 5:10 with the pregame for that. So a lot coming up this weekend.
They will. And, you know, you guys kicked me off the broadcast for basketball this week, so I get to sit in the stands and heckle Ben McComb all the time. So it's a good trade-off.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here tonight from Carson Sports Grill, helping behind the scenes, Jenny James, along with Kramer Sansone. For Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.